It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Jace Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go, it is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done!
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hartman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Tampa Tarpons, the single-A affiliate of the New York Yankees. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you tonight for the Marauders pregame show. Marauders have dropped four straight to begin this week's series. The Tarpons have already claimed the series victory, and this resulting four-game losing streak is now the Marauders' longest of the season. They'll look to get back on the right side of things tonight, and they're going to look to right-hander Justin Meiss to try and accomplish just that. He'll be opposed by a tough right-hander, a product of USC in the meantime. Right-hander Chandler Champlain, ninth-round pick out of USC by the Yankees just last year, brings in an ERA south of 3 and has been a tough nut to crack for opposing hitters here in the Florida State League to begin the 2022 season. The Tarpons, by the way, with their current four-game win streak, have also won 7 of their last 8 games and possibly the most dominant team at this very moment in the Florida State League. They have climbed the West Division standings. They have made their way into a two-way tie for second place in the West Division right alongside the Clearwater Threshers. The Marauders, meanwhile, although they're just a game and a half back of first place still, the Marauders dropping into fourth place in the West Division as a result of last night's loss. So, welcome into Lecom Park as we get ready for game number 5 of the series. We will step aside, and when we come back, we'll give you a rerun of last night's pregame chat with Marauders outfielder Rodolfo Nolasco, with Randy Romero helping provide translation. That rerun is coming up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with Marauders outfielder Rodolfo Nolasco and fellow outfielder Randy Romero will help translate. Rodolfo, you've been hitting really well these last few games. Have you made any adjustments at the plate recently?
Que en estos últimos juegos has bateado muy bien. Que si has tenido algunos ajustes tú al momento de estar en el home plate.
Sí, me he puesto un poco más simple a la hora de hacer mi approach.
He's more simple at the time of the hit.
Since your first season at Single A, did you have any specific goals for yourself coming into this season?
Es tu primera temporada en clase A con Piratas. ¿Tú tienes algunas metas durante esta temporada?
No, simplemente competir y demostrar por qué estoy aquí y demostrar mi capacidad como pelotero.
Just keep fighting this level and show the abilities from him for Pirates.
As you've gone through the first few weeks of this season, what have been some of your favorite memories and highlights of this season?
Que durante esta temporada, ¿cuáles han sido tus mejores momentos durante esta temporada?
Los World Cups.
Los World Cups.
The walk-off is always a good memory. We're talking tonight with outfielder Rodolfo Nolasco. What are some things that you've learned in your career, Rodolfo, from coaches or other players?
¿Qué es lo que tú has aprendido durante la temporada de tus coaches, de lo que sea?
A tratar de siempre ver el lado positivo de la cosa. Que no siempre no baja la cabeza, sino busca la forma de sacar lo positivo a la situación.
He's trying to keep the heads up and don't try and take the good things of the team, the drills on the field. Just keep fighting every day.
One more before we let you go, and this will be a question for both of you. Tonight here at Lecom Park, we're celebrating Hispanic and Latino heritage. What does it mean for you, Rodolfo, representing the Dominican Republic, and for you, Randy, representing Mexico, playing baseball professionally?
Hoy que se representa el Día de los Hispanos. ¿Qué representa para ti ser un latino de Dominicana?
O sea, es algo bonito que celebren nuestra cultura, ya que nosotros somos un país pequeño, pero de grande costumbre y buena disciplina.
It's good for him because Dominican Republic is a small country, so it's helpful because USA celebrate that day, and it's very good for him. And for me, it's amazing. Stay here and see the people celebrating these days. I don't have words to explain that that situation, but it's so good for me.
Great. Thank you both for your time today. Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Rodolfo Nolasco and Randy Romero helping translate. We'll be back next with starting lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeczka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Here.
Yes.
Here.
Here, please.
Yes. Here.
You can listen.
Everything. Okay.
Marauders pregame show continues here at Leacon Park. Let's meet tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Tampa Tarpons, who are managed by Rachel Balkovec. The Tarpons now sitting in a tie for second place in the West Division with a record of 13-11. Here's how they line up tonight. Center fielder Jason Dominguez leads off with rehabbing Yankees catcher Ben Rortvedt as the designated hitter tonight. He is batting second. He is rehabbing his way back from a right oblique strain. First baseman Anthony Garcia bats third, with third baseman Marcos Cabrera batting cleanup. Catcher Anthony Siegler bats fifth. Left fielder Grant Richardson bats sixth. The right fielder Reimfer Salinas bats seventh. Shortstop Roberto Chirinos hits eighth. And the second baseman Luis Santos bats ninth for the Tarpons, who send the right-hander Chandler Champlain, product of University of Southern California. Champlain bringing an ERA of 2.87, a whip of 1.09, and this will be his fifth start of the 2022 season. For the homestanding Marauders, managed by Jonathan Johnston, Bradenton trying to snap off a four-game losing streak. They're 13-12 on the season. Here's how they line up. Left fielder Luke Brown leads off. First baseman Brendan Dixon batting second. He is playing first base for the first time this season. Shortstop Sung Che Chang bats third. Center fielder Jace Bowen will bat cleanup. Second baseman Juan Jerez bats fifth after having the night off last night. Catcher Wyatt Hendry bumps up to the sixth spot as he works with the starter tonight from behind the dish. Third baseman Alexander Mojica bats seventh. The DH is Jacob Goldfarb. He hits eighth, and the right fielder Randy Romero bats ninth. Marauders send right-hander Justin Mice out to the mound. It's been an up and down season for Mice. Struck out a career high, in fact, 10 batters over 5 scoreless innings a few weeks ago in Daytona Beach. Since then, however, a couple of bumpy outings out of the bullpen. Last time out this week earlier on Tuesday night against the Tampa Tarpons, one inning pitched in relief, allowed 2 runs, 1 earned on 2 hits, and didn't strike a batter out. Comes in with a 4.50 ERA. However, he has struck out 15 batters over 14 innings of work here in his second season as a professional. So there are your lineups tonight. Going to be beautiful conditions again. Puffy white clouds and some light gray clouds floating overhead, but mostly blue skies here greeting us at Leacon Park as we're ready for this Saturday night battle between these two West Division rivals, the Marauders and the Tarpons. First pitch is coming up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Z
celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Good evening once again, and welcome back inside Lecom Park in Bradenton, Florida, on a sunny Saturday evening here in the greater Tampa Bay region. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you here tonight as right-hander Justin Mice, a 22-year-old from Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, just outside of Pittsburgh, makes his sixth appearance of the season tonight for the Marauders. 4.50 ERA to go with a 2-3 record, 6 walks, 15 strikeouts, over 14 total innings of work for the 22-year-old righty. And Mice is set to face a lineup for the Tampa Tarpons that have given Marauders pitchers fits so far this series. Tarpons have taken each of the first four games of this six-game set. Little League team here in attendance tonight, and baseball buddies taking the field with the Marauders players prior to the national anthem tonight. They scream play ball, and as we wait for those folks to clear the field on the third base side, Jason Dominguez, Yankees number 3 prospect, as ranked by Baseball America, is ready and waiting at home plate. Margaritaville night here at Lecom Park. Get into more of the festivities a little later on in the broadcast. Jason Dominguez steps in. The game's first pitch on its way. Dominguez takes a fastball strike on the outside corner. And we're underway at 6:31 p.m. here in Bradenton. 83 degrees and partly cloudy. The 0-1 from Mice. A swing and a line drive out to right field. Randy Romero barely has to move. He makes the chest-high catch, one away. Let's meet the Marauders' defense tonight behind Justin Mice. In the outfield from left to right, it's Luke Brown and Jace Bowen and Randy Romero. On the infield, Alexander Mojica plays third base. Sung-Che Chang at shortstop. Juan Jerez, the second baseman. Brendan Dixon, the first baseman, getting his first start of the year there. And Wyatt Hendry, the catcher. Here is rehabbing Yankees catcher Ben Rortvedt, acquired via trade from the Minnesota Twins just before this season. Left-handed batter gets the first pitch and takes a knee-high strike on a Mice fastball. Rortvedt working on a right oblique strain. Just earlier today, it was announced that his rehab assignment was given here to the Tampa Tarpons as Mice deals the 0-1 pitch. Rortvedt takes his next one low on the Mice off-speed delivery. It's 1-1. Rortvedt coming from the Twins in the Gary Sanchez and Josh Donaldson trade in March. Here comes the 1-1. Rortvedt takes low. That's ball two. Rortvedt, born and raised in the Madison, Wisconsin area. Placed on the 10-day IL on April the 7th with that right oblique strain. The 2-1 pitch from Mice. Rortvedt swings and slaps it foul to the left. Rortvedt also happens to be a Florida State League alumnus, coming up through the Twins organization. Played for the Fort Myers Miracle in 2018 and 2019. So certainly familiar with these grounds here in Bradenton. It's one of the cities he would have visited back then. 2-2 from Mice. Swing and a miss, and down goes Rortvedt. Justin Mice gets a swinging strikeout on the rehabbing big leaguer. That brings up the dangerous Anthony Garcia. Marauders have done a good job holding his bat relatively quiet in this series. Switch hitter, though, leads the team with 6 home runs. The pitch. Garcia swings over the top of a breaking ball. 2 outs, nobody on here in the top of the first inning. Wind up and Mice with the 0-1. Garcia takes just below the knees for ball one. Fastball will sit in the mid-90s for Mice. 94, 95 is where that last one was. He's a quick worker. Nods to the signal, the 1-1 pitch. Garcia swings and foul tips it off the mitt of the catcher, Hendry. Those 6 home runs for Anthony Garcia, tied for 2nd in the league. Right alongside Austin Hendrick, Pittsburgh area native of the Daytona Tortugas. Here's Mice with the 1-2 delivery. Garcia swings and spoils this one foul, staying alive. Tampa winning each of the first 4 games of this series here in Bradenton this week. Marauders trying to stave off the losing streak going any further. The 1-2 pitch is cut on and missed, strike 3. And Justin Mice retires the side in order here in the first inning. We head to the bottom half of the first here in Bradenton. No score. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Margaritaville night. A beautiful sunny Saturday as the defending league champions take on the Tampa Tarpons here at Lee Comp Park. Spencer Smith back with you this evening as, you see the Hawaiian-looking duds. We're celebrating Margaritaville night. For those watching on MILB TV this evening, these are the Hawaiian shirts given away to folks who have purchased a special ticket package in advance of tonight's game. Margaritaville night got the Trop Rock Junkies performing pregame. They perform the national anthem as well. And you can see multiple fans sporting that new Hawaiian shirt down in the stands. As they take in tonight's game, a scoreless contest heads into the bottom of the first inning, where Luke Brown leads off for the Marauders. The University of Louisville product facing USC alum right-hander Chandler Champlain. Big right-hander into his windup, and the pitch to Brown, swinging and a pop foul behind home plate, out of play. Brown was swinging a hot bat for a little while, ran into some difficulties over his last handful of games. His last four games, just 1-for-14 at the plate. The windup and the 0-1. Brown takes upstairs for ball one. 13 games played. Luke Brown hitting .233, one home run, 9 runs driven in. Champlain fires the 1-1. Brown takes a breaking ball and misses too high. Matt Watkowski is tonight's home plate umpire. And the Tarpons are going to challenge that last call as Watkowski faces home plate. Watkowski trying to get a hold here of the booth. Pitch was ruled a ball high and a breaking ball. And not sure Watkowski's earpiece is working here. It looks like the call stands. Count goes to 2-1. Well, the technology had been working really well up until that point. It's a temporary malfunction, it appeared. So the count 2-1 on Brown as Champlain deals the 2-1, swinging a roller hit to second. Right there forward is Santos ranging to his left. He throws Brown out at first by a couple of steps, one away. Let's meet the Tarpons defense. In the outfield from left to right, it's Grant Richardson, Jason Dominguez, and Reimfer Salinas. On the infield, Marcos Cabrera starts at third base. Roberto Chirinos the shortstop. Luis Santos, the second baseman, whom we just met. Anthony Garcia, the big first baseman. And the catcher tonight is Anthony Siegler. One out, bases empty for Brendan Dixon. Scoreless game here at Lee Comp Park. Dixon swinging a hot bat lately. The pitch. Dixon takes way outside. Leadoff home run in the bottom of the first last night for Dixon. Gave the Marauders one of their 3 runs that inning, which turned out to be their only runs of last night's 9-3 loss. Champlain, the windup in the 1-0. Dixon swings and fouls it back this way, just over the broadcast booth. And with his recent success, Dixon a scorching hot .421 batting average over his last 5 games, with 6 runs batted in during those 5. Champlain, the 1-1, breaking ball, swung on and drilled, foul, down the right field line. Justin Mice took care of business quickly in the top of the first inning tonight. 1-2-3, the Tarpons went down in order, line out to right field, and back-to-back strikeouts. Now here's the 1-2 to Dixon. Breaking ball, buried low and outside, couldn't entice him to chase. Marauders wearing their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys tonight. Those jerseys are being auctioned off, with proceeds benefiting Pace Center for Girls, one of our proud partners here in the community. 2-2 pitch. Fastball almost painted the black on the corner, just outside, and the count is full. Count full on Brendan Dixon. Here's the payoff pitch from Champlain. Dixon swings at a breaking ball and lifts it to left field. Richardson back and to his right. He makes the catch after getting a little bit of a late jump. No problem in the end, though. That's out number 2. That brings up Sung Che Chang. Chang, for most of the first month of the season, really a force in the top portion of the batting order for the Marauders. Fallen off a little bit lately, though. one for his last 13. The toss. Chang swings and bounces it up the middle, right to the shortstop, Chirinos, who charges, gloves it, and throws to first in time. And 1-2-3 go the Marauders here in the bottom of the first inning. We head to the second here at Lecom Park. No score. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Here at Lecom Park, no score between the Marauders and the Tampa Tarpons. Game 5 of the 6-game set. And the first pitch, a big breaking ball from Justin Mice. Misses for a ball on Tarpons third baseman Marcos Cabrera. Wind up and the pitch from Mice. Cabrera swings and misses through a fastball. Pace Center for Girls, one of our proud partners in the community here. And we got the big duck coming down the first base side of the ballpark, down the seating bowl. Next pitch from Mice misses outside for ball two. Ducky making her way down there into the among the crowd. Here's a 2-1 pitch, a check swing, and that's called strike two on Marcos Cabrera. Also be having a special guest from Pace Center for Girls, one of the local leaders here on the air with us. In the coming innings, 2-2 pitch coming, and the pitch is a little too low to Cabrera for ball three, the count full. A little check swing by Cabrera, late appeal down the first baseline, no go. Mice into the windup, 3-2 to Cabrera, low and outside, he lost him. And there's your first base runner of the ballgame. Here's Anthony Siegler, first-round pick by the Yankees 4 years ago out of Cartersville High School in Georgia. Fifth in the Florida State League in OPS. He gets the first pitch and takes a fastball strike. At OPS at a stellar 977 for Anthony Siegler. On base percentage plus slugging percentage. There's Ducky in the seating bowl out on the first base side. Waving to the camera. 0-1 pitch is grounded to second. Could be two. Jerez flips to Chang for one. Chang to first. A 4-6-3 double play. Marauders infield rolls it. And he races the leadoff walk. And it's two outs and nobody aboard for the Tarpons. Here's Grant Richardson. Batting from the left side, an open stance. Pitch by Mice. Breaking ball at the knees, a called strike. Richardson cocking his head gently to his side. Didn't seem to agree with the call. Mice fires the 0-1. Breaking ball again. Hats at the knees once more for strike two. Mice way ahead. The 0-2 pitch to Richardson. Fastball laced hard into center field for a base hit, and Grant Richardson continues his run of success against Marauders pitching in this series. had 5 RBI in the first 2 games of the series. And with Richardson back in the lineup last night, didn't get a hit. Back into the hit column in this contest, though. 2 out, single for him here in the second. No score between the Marauders and the Tarpons. Here's Reimfer Salinas. Righty batter cuts at a high fastball and misses. Mostly blue skies overhead with white clouds scattered throughout, providing some shade. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball over for strike 2. Grant Richardson on first base, getting some brief instruction from manager Rachel Balkovec, who coaches at first base. The 0-2 coming. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Strike 3. Justin Mice, filthy stuff, finishes a scoreless second inning. We head to the bottom of the second. Still no score. Here at Lecom Park, this is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Back here at Lecom Park, it's Margaritaville night in Bradenton. Fabulous Trop Rock Junkies performing a pregame concert down the Fan Plaza. They sang the national anthem as well. And again, fans purchasing a special ticket package tonight, receiving a very slick new Hawaiian shirt. I can personally testify it's a really cozy one. Sporting it up here in the booth myself. We go to the bottom of the second. No score between the Marauders and the Tarpons. And Jace Bowen will lead off for the Marauders here in the second inning. Bigger crowds we've enjoyed so far this season here at Lecom. Perfect Saturday night for baseball as Bowen digs in. And the right-hander Chandler Champlain into his motion. The toss, big curveball, misses high. The scouts refer to that curveball as an above-average offering for Champlain. Lots of 12-6 downward action on it. Fastball will be in the mid-90s. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball, there it is. That's in for a strike. One in particular at 93. Jace Bowen with a 13-game on-base streak. Leads the team with 5 home runs in the season. That's tied for 4th in the league. 1-1, breaking ball, check swing, and couldn't make up his mind. That's in for a called strike anyway. Right-hander rocks and deals. 1-2 pitch taken high and outside for ball 2. Definitely some mound presence. Physically imposing presence out there on the hill is Chandler Champlain, listed at 6'5", 220 pounds. Nods the signal from Anthony Siegler. And the 2-2 toss. Curveball again. Outside. Good take by Bowen for ball 3. That's been a source of struggle for Jace Bowen lately, some of those breaking pitches outside. So a good job to lay off that one. The 3-2 coming from the right-hander. Bowen swings at a curveball and laces it back up the middle for a base hit into center. Make it a 14-game on-base streak for Jace Bowen. And the Marauders have their first runner of the evening. Juan Jerez, who sat out last night. Back into the order tonight, batting 5th. Looking to inject some pop from that middle portion of the batting order. Jerez, 1 home run in the season. Came way back on opening weekend at Dunedin 1 month ago.
Champlain deals. Bowen bluffs a steal for second. A swing and a miss of the fastball. Perez down 0-1. Chase Bowen, 2-for-3 in his stolen base attempts this year. Finished second on the team last season with 14 steals. Champlain into his set. Hands together at the chest. Long pause, the 0-1 offering. Curveball at the knees for strike two. Well, if the early results have been any indication, the strike zone for Matt Watkowski tonight, indicating that all those breaking balls right around knee high can be looked upon pretty favorably by the plate umpire. Here's the 0-2 to Jerez. There goes Bowen for second. Pitches high. Siegler throw to second base. Sails into center field. Bowen wants three. Jason Dominguez up with the ball in center field. Won't have a shot at Bowen at third base. And so Jace takes third on the play. A steal of second, his third stolen base of the season. And he takes third base on the throwing error by Anthony Siegler, his first of the season. Siegler, a strong arm, normally a very accurate one. Sailed that throw, though. Now the Marauders, a runner on third with nobody out. Champlain will go from the full windup here. The 1-2 to Jerez. Low and outside. A good lunging block by Siegler to his right. Not only have the Marauders lost each of the first four games of the series, leads have even been hard to come by. Marauders took an early lead last night. It didn't hold. Trying to take the early advantage here in the second inning tonight. 2-2. Jerez lays off high. That's ball three. The count full on the Marauders' second baseman. Marauders in the Margaritaville-themed special jerseys paired with the white pants. Tampa and the road grays tonight. Champlain still from the full windup with a man on third. 3-2. Fastball is left outside for ball four. First walk issued tonight by Chandler Champlain. Here's Wyatt Hendry with an RBI opportunity. Command has not been a struggle so far this season for Champlain. Coming into this game, only two walks allowed over 15 and two-thirds innings. Wyatt Hendry at the dish. First and third, nobody out. The pitch. Hendry takes a curveball low and outside. Been calling it a curveball so far. Almost has more slider speed on it. 81, 82 miles per hour. Movement looks more like a curveball, though, with that 12-6 downward motion. Here's the 1-0. Runner breaks for second. Pitches a strike. Throw to second by Siegler. And Jerez is safe at second base with a steal. Chase Bowen stays put on third base, not taking any chances. Juan Jerez with his third stolen base of the year. And eliminates a potential force play opportunity for the Tarpons infield. Second and third with nobody out for Wyatt Hendry. Champlain stepping off the rubber, looking inside his hat at the pitch calling cue card. As the Tarpons change up those signals with the runner peering in from second base. Still the full windup for Champlain. The 1-1. That's way outside for ball two. A lot of these pitches, not particularly close from the big righty. The Marauders here in the bottom of the second, trying to cash in on a run scoring opportunity. But the game's scoreless at this stage. Now the 2-1 toss. Hendry takes a fastball, strike two. Wyatt Hendry, drafted by the Pirates out of San Diego State last year in the seventh round. Trying to muscle something to the outfield. The 2-2 pitch, curveball, left high for ball three. Alexander Mojica waits on deck for Bradenton. Hendry swinging the two-tone bat with a dark red barrel. Tan handle. Now the 3-2 from Champlain is taken high for ball four, and that loads the bases. Big Saturday night crowd behind them, and the Marauders, a little bit of energy in the house tonight as Alexander Mojica steps toward the plate. Meanwhile, a mound meeting from the catcher, Anthony Siegler. And they'll gradually be joined here by the pitching coach, Grayson Crawford. Well, we have a moment now to look at some other action in the Pirates organization. Pirates AAA club, the Indianapolis Indians tonight, continuing a game suspended 2 days ago. That game was suspended middle of the ninth inning, score tied at 5-5 with the Louisville Bats. Louisville went on to score two runs in the top of the 10th inning in tonight's continuation, and the Indians held scoreless, so Louisville wins the continuation of the suspended game. Final score 7-5 at 10 innings. The regularly scheduled game already underway. They're in the top of the second, Indy leading 1-0. Also some big news for the Indy Indians. Lefty slugger Mason Martin, former Marauder, named Indians April Player of the Month. Lefty slugger recorded 16 extra base hits in the month of April. Batting average well north of 300. So the mound meeting over here in Bradenton. And Tampa right-hander Chandler Champlain faces a bases loaded, nobody out jam. Alexander Mojica is the batter. Champlain with the windup. And the pitch to Mojica. He swings and chops one to third. Cabrera waits back on it. Touches third for one. Toss across to first in time. Five unassisted, three on the double play. But Jace Bowen comes in to score from third. And the Marauders take a 1-0 lead. And he races Juan Jerez at third base. Wyatt Hendry takes second on that infield grounder. And Jacob Goldfarb will be the batter. With a man on second, two outs, Champlain delivers, and Goldfarb takes a fastball strike. Reminder to stay tuned. Next half inning, we'll have a special guest from the Pace Center for Girls on the air with us. One of our proud partners here in the local community. Here's the 0-1 pitch from the righty. Goldfarb takes a backdoor curveball in for strike two. Jacob Goldfarb, as he did a few days ago, batting with no batting gloves. Still a relatively new look for him. Left-handed batter awaits the toss from the right-hander who comes set at the chest. Champlain deals the 0-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, strike three. And that's the inning. The Marauders get one across, though, as Jace Bowen comes in to score on a double play grounder. 1-0 Bradenton heading to the third. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Welcome back to Leacom Park, where the Marauders lead the Tampa Tarpons 1-0. We head to the top of the third inning, and we welcome into the booth Amy Wick-Mavis, Executive Director of the Pace Center for Girls. Amy, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
We had you on last year for a brief moment during a game. As see a first pitch missing from Justin Meiss to begin the third inning. So the Pace Center for Girls, Amy, one of our proud partners here with the Marauders and the Pirates. For those listening and watching at home, how about just a brief explanation, summation of what the Pace Center does?
Absolutely. Pace Center for Girls is in 21 communities throughout the state of Florida, and we work with girls between the ages of 12 and 18 who have typically been unsuccessful in the public school system. So our goal is to get them back on track academically, as well as dealing with all of the other social issues that may have impacted them being not successful in the public school.
There's a fly ball out to right field. Randy Romero, a few steps to his right, fighting the sun, makes the catch, one away. So a few, couple of information sheets I was able to pick up downstairs. By the way, if you're listening to tonight's game from within the seating bowl, an information table just inside the main gate here at LeagueCom tonight. And one of those lovely information sheets says 3,000-plus girls served each year and 40,000, over 40,000 served since 1985. So a sterling reputation for years and years. Here's a liner into left field. Luke Brown comes on, and he makes a sliding catch. Hey, how about that? Now they're trying to hurry us out of the inning here.
I got the short inning.
I guess.
The last inning was a long inning.
We'll be sure to give you as much time as needed here. So that's almost 40 years worth of history now. The Pace Center has been doing this fantastic work for Florida and the Southeast.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that we're looking at when we look at those numbers, we anticipate that post-pandemic we'll be serving a lot more girls because of the difficulty that our children had during the pandemic and being in online schooling.
Yeah, so as we can dig into that a little bit, and I know we probably talked about that a little bit last year when you visited us, what sorts of challenges, in addition to the online schooling, what sort of challenges and adjustments needed did that bring exactly, the pandemic?
Well, a lot of it was the online schooling, the inability. These are girls who have historically been non-successful in school to begin with, so for them to have to self-guide themselves through their education was exceptionally difficult, as well as maybe not having the resources at home to do online schooling, whether that was not having a room of their own, whether that was not having technology. All of those things contributed to it, as well as the isolation and the mental health issues.
And when a girl or young woman looks to get enrolled into the Pace Center, what sorts of resources can one look forward to the center providing?
Absolutely. We have small class sizes, never more than 14 girls in any one class. We do year-round schooling, so there's no break during the summer. They can use that time to get ahead, as well as counseling staff to work with the girl and her family to address those issues that maybe were contributed to her being non-successful.
Fly ball into left center. That falls in for a hit as the throw-in from the outfield. Not quite in time to get the lead runner. So the inning continues as Jason Dominguez able to beat that one out. Ben Rortved reaches first base. Well, just about had it. And actually, it's Ben Rortved digging in right now. It's Jason Dominguez reaching base. So talked about some of the resources that the center provides and the overall background of it. We also have in the more immediate foreground here for the center, the big annual event, the Lucky Ducky Race for Pace, coming up. What exactly does that event entail for those watching and listening at home?
Well, the Lucky Ducky Race for Pace is a rubber duck race that we will race 30,000 ducks on June 11th down the Manatee River by Caddies. And we say adopt a duck, help a girl. Those 30,000 ducks will all be adopted, hopefully, by community members from all over the United States. You do not need to be present to win. And the first duck that crosses the finish line, it gets a two-year lease on a Jeep from Firkins or $5,000 in cash. And the second prize is dinner for two every week for a year at the Anna Maria Oyster Bar.
Fantastic. I've been there. That's a tasty spot.
Everyone loves that one.
3-0 the count on Ben Rortved, the rehabbing Yankees catcher, is the DH tonight. And for those who want to purchase, or if you will, adopt ducks, there are different tiers of purchasing. We have $5 for one duck, the Lonely Duck it's referred to, and that buys school supplies.
Absolutely. And we say, you know, one duck for $5, but it's a lonely duck. Ducks swim faster and are happier if they're in a quack pack. So you can get five ducks for $20, or certainly a flock of ducks, 30 ducks for $100, all going to providing the extra services that we provide at Pace.
Wonderful. So yeah, there you have it, $20 for a quack pet, providing transportation. Men and girls make the choice every day to ride three buses in order to come to school at Pace. $20, says, provides a one-month student pass for the MCAT bus.
That's exactly right. Our girls come from all over Manatee County, and while some of their parents are able to drive them to school, others are not, and so we give them bus passes.
Wonderful. Here's a foul ball out of play on the third base side. Ben Rortfett staying alive. 3-2. Tampa here with runners on first and second, one out. Marauders protecting a 1-0 lead here in the top of the third inning. And we saw Quacky. I unfortunately got the name wrong the previous half inning, and you absolutely have the right to chastise me for that.
You. Yes, you called her Ducky, and she is Quacky. Quacky is quite the star in Manatee County. Everyone loves to see Quacky out and about.
Star wandering down the seating bowl down the right field line here and making some friends, it looked like, with some of the fans down there.
Quacky makes friends everywhere she goes.
Now with the furry down, the downy feathers like that, I mean, who can resist, right?
That's exactly right, and it really is. She is a great mascot. She represents us well. And as we say, when it comes to, it's not just about the fundraiser. It's adopt a duck, help a girl. And we really want to tie that in for people so that they see that by buying a duck, they are actually helping a girl.
Visiting with Amy Wick Mavis tonight, Executive Director for the Pace Center for Girls, one of our proud and foremost partners here in the community. Ben Rortfett still staying alive, spoils another one foul. And the date for the Lucky Ducky Race for Pace, June the 11th.
June the 11th, that is. And time to be determined based upon the tides, but somewhere probably early afternoon.
And where can folks go for more information on that and for the Pace Center for Girls in general?
It's really simple, luckyduckyraceforpace.com. And you're able to go online and buy ducks and learn more about the race.
Fantastic. And we just saw, actually, on our TV broadcast there, in the left field corner, making her way around the boardwalk, Quacky over by the left field stands now.
Quacky gets around.
An expert networker, I would think.
An expert networker.
So the base is now loaded for the Tarpons as Ben Rortfett draws the walk. And Anthony Garcia will bat next. First pitch, a swing and a miss for strike one. And so, Amy, for you and the folks in charge there at the Pace Center, making your way around the community and doing things like being present here at the Marauders games, how many people do you tend to reach here in the local immediate community with your community outreach here?
It's amazing. And I say, you know, all of the PACE centers are community-based programs. We all raise our money, even though there are 21 throughout the state of Florida. We are all dependent upon our community for the support that we receive. And something like the Lucky Ducky Race for PACE is one of those examples. With fabulous partners with the Pittsburgh Pirates, as well as many community organizations, they really are the meat of what we do here. And Pace girls often say, I can't believe so many people really care about my future and me.
Pace Center for Girls since 1985, proudly serving over 40,000 girls since its establishment. So we saw a strikeout there of Anthony Garcia. Marcos Cabrera, the next batter up. He takes a first pitch outside for ball one. So, Amy, when it comes to sort of the fun aspect here of joining us on the air and just taking in the ballpark atmosphere, you know, what does that do for your exposure to the community and just your ability to soak in an awesome community event like this?
Well, you know, one of the things I love about being out in the community is every time I'm out, more and more people are learning about PACE. And they are learning so that if they hear about a girl that they know, maybe their granddaughter or somebody they hear about, they then know that PACE is a referral for them in the community. And for us, being around here, it allows us... Oops.
Go ahead. You can complete your thought.
I'm watching the game. It allows us to get more and more exposure for the girls, and so that people can learn that there is some help that can be done for girls who are not succeeding in public school.
Well, we're happy to provide that exposure, and we're very thankful that you could join us tonight, Amy. That was Amy Wick Mavis, Executive Director of the Pace Center for Girls, joining us. Amy, have a terrific night, and look forward to stopping by a little bit later, and hope you have a great night down there.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for having us. It's a great night for a ball game.
Absolutely. We'll be back next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Margaritaville night here at Leacom Park continues. We move to the bottom of the third inning, and Randy Romero digs into the box. Chandler Champlain deals, and Romero swings and shoots one foul in the air down the right field line. A few boys giving chase on the boardwalk down in the right field corner after that foul ball. Just visited with Amy Wick Mavis, Executive Director of the Pace Center for Girls, one of our proud partners here at the Marauders and the Pirates. That pitch cut on a miss for strike two on Randy Romero. Amy giving us all kinds of helpful and wonderful information on what the Pace Center for Girls does for the community, providing girls and young women an opportunity for a better future through education, counseling, training, and advocacy. The 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, a little low for ball one. And once again, if you're listening to the game tonight from within the seating bowl here at Leacom Park, Pace Center has an information table set up right there inside the main gate. Behind home plate, could check out more. The 1-2 pitch, Romero takes outside. And the ball heads to the backstop. Well, Justin Mice and the Marauders escaped a hairy, bases-loaded situation in the top of the third inning. Mice ended up getting a dribbler back to the mound with two outs and flipped home for the force play, ending the inning. Champlain, the delivery, breaking ball, swinging a chopper, third base side, past the mound, going to be a tough play, and the third baseman, Cabrera, can't make the bare hand pick, and Randy Romero has himself an infield single. A slow dribbler like that, and a guy with the speed that Romero has. Margin for error there is slim to none for opposing defenders. That brings up Luke Brown. Bounced out to the second baseman his first time. Here's the right-hander's pitch. Brown squares to bunt, pulls back, and takes high. Brown trying to push one up the third baseline. Third baseman Cabrera took immediate notice. He's playing a couple of steps in now. It was set by Champlain. Right-hander fires, and the fastball paints the black on the outside corner. 1-1. Wind pushing out to right, out to center field rather. A little cloud cover here in Bradenton at the moment. 1-1 pitch. There goes Romero for second. Pitch is high. Throw from the knees by Singler. Not in time. Randy Romero swipes second base. His first steal as a Marauder. It was only a matter of time. Randy Romero with legendary speed out there on the field. Finally able to showcase it in a base-stealing scenario. So he moves himself into scoring position with nobody out. Marauders looking to extend a 1-0 lead here in the home half of the third inning. Champlain checks Romero on second, and the 2-1 pitch. Swinging a pop-up out of play on the third base side. Two balls, two strikes. Entire playing field shaded right now. Sun setting off to the west, third base side. You may see the stadium lights a little bit earlier this evening as a result. 2-2 coming. Brown takes in the dirt, and Siegler, the catcher, having to work around Brown in the batter's box. Randy Romero staying put on second base for now. Luke Brown has a sharp eye from the left side. 8 walks, 11 strikeouts. Pretty good ratio for a hitter. He gets a 3-2 pitch. Brown swings and bounces one foul down the first base line. Picked up by Casey Harms, Marauders performance coach, the man coaching first base tonight. He's been splitting those first base coaching duties with hitting coach Mandy Lopez. Gustavo Amaña, as per usual, coaching over at third for Bradenton. Outfield playing Brown straight away. The count full as Randy Romero leads off second. 3-2 again. Brown swings at a curveball and chops it foul. Good at bat. Next pitch will be number 8 to Luke Brown. One for his last 15, the Bowling Green, Kentucky native. Perfect spot for a base hit here. He looks to drive in Romero from second base. 3-2 again. Brown swings and lifts it to center field. Dominguez backpedaling a couple of steps. Now has momentum coming through the catch. He makes the grab. Romero tagging for third. He slides in head first safely. The tag much too late. Throw slightly offline. And Randy Romero again flashes the wheels, taking third on the fly out to center. Well, there also is the showcasing of that strong arm by Jason Dominguez. One out, and the speedy Romero on third base. Here's Brendan Dixon. Infield playing back for the Tarpons. From the full windup, here comes Champlain. The pitch, a curveball in tight. Marauders 1, Tarpons nothing, bottom of the third inning. The windup and the 1-0. Dixon takes a fastball for a high strike right about belt high. Randy Romero on third base, leg down an infield single, stole second, took third on a fly out to center field. The 1-1, Dixon looks at strike 2 on a heater. Champlain nods to the signal. The 1-2 coming, curveball, swing and a miss, and down goes Brendan Dixon for out number 2. Heck of a curveball there from Chandler Champlain, who picks up his second strikeout of the evening. Sung Che Cheng with a chance now to drive in that man from third. Marcos Cabrera, the third baseman, playing even with the bag. Windup and the pitch. Cheng looks at a fastball strike right in the upper parts of the zone. Cheng, like Luke Brown earlier, a man who can drop down a bunt single if the situation calls for it. That's part of why Cabrera is playing up at third base. The 0-1, curveball swung on, chopped foul off of Cheng's own leg. Marauders in the special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. Once again, the Pace Center for Girls, the beneficiary of the auctioned-off jerseys tonight. All proceeds from those auctioned-off jerseys benefiting the Pace Center. Romero with his leadoff third into foul ground. Into the windup. Champlain deals the 0-2 way up high with the fastball. Chandler Champlain certainly fits physically the starting pitcher's mold. 6'5", 200 pounds. Imposing mound presence. He looks back Romero at third. Now into the windup. And the 1-2. Chang swings and misses. He chased the fastball high, and the inning is over. Randy Romero left stranded on third. We head to the fourth. Bradenton 1, Tampa nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Enjoying beverages aplenty here on Margaritaville night. Warm Saturday evening here at Leecom Park. Marauders up 1-0 on the Tampa Tarpons. And back to the mound is Justin Mice. Switch hitting catcher Anthony Siegler leads off the fourth inning for the Tarpons. Grounded into a double play his first time up. Mice with the windup and the pitch. Siegler takes outside ball one. Marauders had a chance to add on to their 1-0 lead. In the third inning, Randy Romero, though, left stranded at third base. The 1-0 coming. Mice gets a fastball a little bit too high. 2-0. The motion and the 2-0 toss. There's a swing and a pop-up towards shallow left. Shortstop Chang hustling out. He yells for it, wants it, and drifting to his left makes the two-handed grab. One gone. That brings up Grant Richardson. He knocked a single back up the middle in his first trip to the plate in the second inning. Mice deals, and the fastball misses outside. Richardson, left-handed batter, hails from Fishers, Indiana, just outside of Indianapolis. 1-0 pitch. Richardson swings and fouls it back. Yankees made Richardson their 17th round draft pick last year out of Indiana University. Former Hoosier earning first team all Big Ten honors last year. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball, chopped foul over toward the Marauders dugout. A ball and two strikes. Sun peeking back through the clouds on the third base side of the yard again. 1-2 from Mice. Fastball inside. Ball two. Grant Richardson, navy blue number 31 on the back of the road gray jersey. 2-2. Fastball swung on, lifted down the left field line. Foul. Justin Mice, 3 1/3 scoreless innings under his belt this evening. Into his motion. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a bouncing ball pulled foul. First base dugout. The Marauders leading 1-0 here in the fourth. They're looking to snap a four-game losing streak. Tarpons have already claimed a series win by winning the first four games this week. They've won 7 of their last 8. 2-2 again. Fastball chopped foul yet again. Trickling down the first base line, but the ball ruled dead immediately by Matt Watkowski, as Richardson fouled the ball off his own foot. Mice peers in over the top of the black glove for the sign. And the 2-2 swing at another foul back. That's 4 2-strike foul balls by Grant Richardson, putting up a good fight. The windup, 2-2 yet again, breaking ball, ruled low. That's ball 3, the count is full. Working quickly. Mice with a payoff pitch, and Richardson swings and grounds it hard to the second baseman, Jerez. Right there for the throw to first, in time for the second out. Justin Mice wins the 9-pitch battle. That's 4 in a row retired by the right-hander. Now he faces Reimfer Salinas. Here's the motion in the first toss to Salinas, swinging at a foul back into the screen. Salinas, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Mice has struck out 4 over 3 2/3. The 0-1 pitch, too high. The fastball rides upstairs. Here comes the windup. 1-1 delivery. Breaking ball swung on, lifted to right field. Randy Romero trotting to his left and makes the routine catch for out number 3. Tarpons go in order here in the fourth. We head to the bottom half. The Marauders lead 1-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
T-shirt toss in between innings here at Lecom Park. Our very own general manager, Craig Wojcicka, helping out on that front. All hands on deck here at Lecom on Margaritaville night. Spencer Smith back with you for the bottom of the fourth inning. Marauders leading the Tarpons 1-0. Tampa right-hander Chandler Champlain deals to Jace Bowen, who looks at a strike on the first pitch. Bowen roped a single up the middle, his first time up. Back in the second inning, later came in to score what has been the game's only run to this point. 0-1, curveball, paints the outside corner, strike 2. That single for Bowen, extending his consecutive games on base streak to 14 straight games. Champlain nods to a signal from Siegler. The 0-2, breaking ball, skips in the dirt, Bowen a wise eye. Champlain ready to go. The 1-2 pitch. Bowen lays off a fastball high. Marauders unable to add on to their slim one-run lead in the third inning. Randy Romero, an infield single, advanced all the way to third after a couple of more plays, was left stranded on third. 2-2. Bowen takes in the dirt for ball three. Enticing breaking ball there from Chandler Champlain. Bowen working the count full. Right-hander wiping his face with the sleeve, left sleeve of his gray jersey. Now into the windup, the 3-2 pitch. Bowen swings at a fastball and pops it out of play down the right field line. 4-5 and 6 in the Marauders order here in the fourth inning. Jace Bowen, Juan Jerez, Wyatt Hendry. Nice breeze pushing out to center as Bowen gets a 3-2 again. Pitch is a curveball in there for strike three. He froze him. Chandler Champlain picks up his fourth strikeout. Now face Juan Jerez. Another look at that big breaker from Champlain on that looking strikeout. That is just one heck of a 12-6 downer. Toss to Jerez, swinging a foul straight back. Marauders trying to push their way back up in the West Division standings. It's a crowded pack right now in the Florida State League West. Champlain winds and comes home with the 0-1. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Fort Myers currently leading the West by one game over both Clearwater and Tampa. There's Quacky on the first base side of the stands. Quacky representing the Pace Center for Girls. The 0-2 coming to Jerez. Breaking ball taken low. Little check swing by Jerez. The appeal did not go. In third place, a game and a half back of Fort Myers are the Marauders. Lakeland three games behind first place. And Dunedin six and a half back. They sit in last place in the West. 1-2, curveball there for strike three. Back-to-back looking strikeouts. Juan Jerez not thrilled with that call. That's now four strikeouts in a row by Chandler Champlain going back to the final two at-bats of the third inning. Wyatt Hendry will bat next. Hendry worked a six-pitch walk in his first plate appearance. The toss, fastball, there for a strike. Pretty consistent with that fastball elevated within the zone. Chandler Champlain getting lots of called strikes in that region. The 0-1 pitch, fastball on the inner half, strike two. For the most part, it's really been those fastballs up, curveballs down tonight from Chandler Champlain. The 0-2, breaking ball, swung on, lifted down the right field line. A long run for Salinas. He is back toward the corner. Does he have room? Yes, he does. He makes the catch and foul ground. And the inning is over. The Marauders go in order here in the fourth. We move to the fifth. Bradenton 1, Tampa nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center.
As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hilarious little ring toss game, the on-field promotion between innings here at Leacom Park. A couple of boys wearing inflatable flamingo hats on their heads. Flamingo's neck outstretched. That formed basically the stake that the rings had to be thrown onto. It was unclear who the winner was there. Roberto Chirinos takes the first pitch, high ball one from Justin Mice to begin the fifth inning. Comes the windup in the 1-0. Chirinos swings and bounces one foul. As has been the case with many of the other promotions tonight, Quacky the Duck, representing Pace Center for Girls, present for that on-field game. The 1-1 pitch is in there for strike two. Count 1-2 from Mice on Roberto Chirinos, the number 8 hitter in the order for the Tarpons. Marauders 1, Tarpons nothing. 1-2 pitch, low in the dirt, blocked by Wyatt Hendry. Tarpons have had a few base runners through the night. Haven't been able to cash in yet. 2-2, breaking ball, swung on, lifted down the right field line. Headed out of play. Roberto Chirinos, Luis Santos, Jason Dominguez, 8-9-1. And the Tampa lineup here in the fifth. Mice deals the 2-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. He got him, strike three. Breaking ball left high. Chirinos, eyes lit up. Couldn't capitalize on possibly a mistake pitch there from Justin Mice. So here is Luis Santos. Mice delivers, and the fastball is too high. Marauders have a right-hander tossing in the bullpen. Justin Mice working quickly. The 1-0 fastball swung on, fouled back. Season high in innings pitched for Mice is 5. Did that 3 weeks ago in Daytona Beach. 5 scoreless innings that night. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Grounded to the right side. First baseman Dixon makes the shorthand pick and flips to Mice covering the bag in plenty of time for out number 2. Brendan Dixon playing first base for the first time this season. Looks pretty comfortable out there. Brings up Jason Dominguez with the bases empty. Sky's darkening. Probably see the Leacom Park lights come on soon. First pitch to Dominguez, swung on and popped up. This is near home plate. Mice coming in. Wyatt Hendry off with a mask. And he can't make the catch as he falls to his knees in foul territory. Almost looked like Jason Dominguez briefly hinder the progress of Wyatt Hendry trying to move toward the pop-up. Dominguez trying to get out of the way. And plate umpire Matt Watkowski not calling any sort of interference there. And here comes Jonathan Johnston out of the dugout. Wants an explanation from Watkowski on most likely why interference wasn't called there on Dominguez. Johnston appearing to have a pretty calm tone in his conversation right now. Bringing up a good point, though, in that Hendry had his pace toward that pop-up, perhaps a little bit slowed as Dominguez got out of the way. Well, to be fair, if you're a batter in that situation, oftentimes it can be difficult to tell where exactly that pop-up is going. So a discussion over between skipper and umpire. And here we go, the count 0-1. Mice delivers, Dominguez swings and pops this one up, first base side. And the Marauders will not have room to make a play. That's into the second row of dark green seats. Up in the upper portion of the seating bowl. O 0-2 on Jason Dominguez. Justin Mice has already picked up 5 strikeouts tonight. Well-executed pitch here could give him number 6. The right-hander's 0-2. Dominguez takes strike 3 on a breaking ball. The inning is over. Justin Mice with a clean 5th inning, and the Marauders lead 1-0. Heading to the bottom of the 5th here at Lecom Park, this is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Ketchup was the winner of the nightly hot dog race here at Lecom Park. Welcome you back to Bradenton. Spencer Smith back with you this evening as we look at a 1-0 Marauders lead moving to the bottom of the 5th. Alexander Mojica will get the home club started. Right-hander Chandler Champlain, product of USC. Back out for inning number 5. His windup and the pitch. Mojica takes a little low and outside for ball 1. It was Mojica who brought home the game's only run back in the second inning, although he did not get credited with an RBI. 1-0, Mojica swings and pounds it on the ground, foul, third baseline. With the bases loaded, Mojica bounced one to third. Third baseman Cabrera stepped on the bag for a force out and then threw across the diamond to first to retire Mojica. A 5-3 double play brought the run home. Now the Tarpons calling time as third baseman Marcos Cabrera had a hustle to get that foul ball off the field. That's your traditional rule there. Hit into a double play. Do not get credit for a run batted in. 1-1 pitch. Curveball drops into the zone, strike 2. That has been the bread and butter tonight for Chandler Champlain. His windup and the 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and drilled on a line down the right field line. Rattling around to the metal bleachers. Mojica really put a charge into that ball. We'll try and straighten one out here. They count 1-2. Marauders looking to extend their one-run lead. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on, tapped, foul. Now with the skies and the surroundings getting noticeably darker with this layer of clouds rolling in. Stadium lights are now coming on. Ever so gradually. Windup, the 1-2. Curveball swung on, bounced to third. This is a foul ball bobbled by Cabrera. Just on the wrong side of the line, so Mojica's at bat continues. That was probably fortunate for the Tarpons there. The stadium lights of the incandescent variety, so those take some time to come on to full force. The windup and the 1-2 again. Mojica swings through a fastball and misses strike 3. Strikeouts really come into the forefront lately for Chandler Champlain. That's number six for him tonight. That matches his career high in strikeouts, and here comes manager Rachel Balkovec out from the Tarpons' third base dugout. That's going to be it for Chandler Champlain tonight. Not a bad start for the right-hander from California. So there is the call to the bullpen. Champlain finished, and with this call to the bullpen, we'll step aside here at Leacombe Park and be back momentarily. 1-0 Marauders lead here in the fifth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacombe Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacombe Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Leacombe Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Right-hander from Puerto Rico, Harold Cortijo, the new pitcher for the Tarpons. Takes over with one out here in the bottom of the fifth. The Marauders leading Tampa 1-0. And the evening is finished for Chandler Champlain. Finishes 4 1/3 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, walked 2, and matches career high with 6 strikeouts. The lights on here at Leacombe Park on this warm and humid Saturday evening. Jacob Goldfarb will bat next for Bradenton here in the fifth. Cortijo, the windup and the pitch. Goldfarb takes low and inside. Cortijo, within the past couple of years, ranking within some top 30 prospect rankings for the Yankees. He has since been surpassed by many others. 1-0 pitch. This is a bit high. That's ball two to Goldfarb. Cortijo last year dealing with an injury early in the season. He gets his next pitch in knee-high for strike one. The Yankees made him their 14th-round draft pick back in 2017 out of Riverdale Baptist High School in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Here's a swing and a miss by Goldfarb through a changeup. Count 2-2. Upper Marlboro, Maryland, about 20 minutes or so outside of Washington, D.C. 2-2 from Cortijo. Skips in the dirt again. That's ball three. Wiry build on the mound, 6'2", 180 pounds. Big infield shift on the left-handed batting Goldfarb. 3-2 coming. Goldfarb swings and misses, all fooled by the back foot breaking ball. And it's two gone for the Marauders here in the fifth. Six of the last seven Marauders hitters have gone down on strikes. Randy Romero bats next. Pitch, Cortijo gets a breaking ball near the inside corner, ruled inside. Very, very close. Romero beat out an infield single his last time back in the third inning. Cortijo the 1-0. Swing and a miss by Romero. Romero went on to steal second, took third on a flyout to center field, but was left stranded that inning. 1-1 pitch. Fastball upstairs. Marauders 1, Tarpons nothing. We play in the bottom of the fifth beneath cloudy skies here at Leacombe Park. The 2-1. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Romero out in front of it. Harold Cortillo, 4.35 ERA over six relief outings and a 1.16 whip. 2-2, breaking ball, swung on and popped foul softly on the first base side and onto the metal roof over the seats. Cortillo this season holding opponents to a 2.31 average. His windup, 2-2 again. Romero takes a fastball, strike three, and the Marauders are disposed of quickly here in the fifth. Move to the sixth. Marauders still lead one zip. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Having Yankees catcher Ben Roarvet leads off the sixth inning here in Bradenton for the Tarpons against New Marauders righty Darvin Garcia. First pitch swung on and bounced foul up the first base line. Bradenton leading 1-0. Ben Roarvet acquired this past March the 13th, from the Minnesota Twins. Gary Sanchez and Gio Urshela going from the Yankees to the Twin Cities. Yankees acquiring Josh Donaldson and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. That deal. Here's a swing and a chopper foul for strike two. Roarvet struck out swinging in the first inning and worked a 9-pitch walk in the third inning, wearing his Yankees batting helmet down on the field tonight. As per custom for big league rehabbers, position players will wear that big league helmet as opposed to the minor league affiliate helmet. Here comes the 0-2 from Darvin Garcia. Low and inside, it skips in the dirt, and Roarvet pointing to his foot. He was maybe trying to indicate that it hit him, but he doesn't get it. 1-2 from Darvin Garcia. Justin Mice finished after five scoreless innings for Bradenton tonight. The windup from the righty and the 1-2. Roarvet swings and scorches a ground ball foul down the first base line. Rachel Balkovec watching that one pass by. And Randy Romero will have to scramble to grab it off the right field warning track. Twins originally drafted Roarvet in the second round in 2016 out of Verona Area High School in the Madison, Wisconsin area, where he grew up. Wind up and the 1-2. He takes low and inside. It rolls to the backstop. Roarvet choosing to sign with the Twins over a commitment to the University of Arkansas. Climbed his way up the Twins system. As mentioned earlier, played for the Fort Myers Miracle here in the FSL on his way up. Played for Fort Myers in 2018 and 2019. 2-2. Rorfett swings, pops it, foul, third base side. We will do it again. Rorfett went on to make his major league debut last April the 30th. Ended up spending the bulk of last season shuttling between the big leagues and AAA St. Paul. 2-2 again from Garcia. Rorfett lays off outside for ball three. Garcia working from the first base end of the rubber. He has the signal. The windup and the payoff pitch. Rorfett swings and blasts it deep to right field. Back goes Romero. He's looking up. And this ball is gone onto the boardwalk. Rehabbing Ben Rorfett ties this game up with a big swing of the bat to the solo homer. Score tied at one here in the sixth inning. Ben Rorfett on rehab assignment from the Yankees drills a game-tying solo blast here in the sixth inning. And Darvin Garcia bitten by the long ball for the first time this season. That'll bring up Anthony Garcia, a man capable also of hitting the ball a long way. Pitch. Garcia takes knee-high strike one. Well, Darvin Garcia, who has had a bumpy 2022 season, deals the 0-1 pitch. Garcia swings and fouls it back. Garcia has now allowed at least one run in seven of his eight appearances, all of which have come in relief. His 0-2, Garcia takes way outside. The right-hander with the windup and the 1-2 toss. Anthony Garcia takes low and outside for ball two. Battle of the Garcias here. No relation between the two. Anthony Garcia in the box. From the left side, Darvin Garcia, the right-hander on the hill. Righty winds up and fires the 2-2 and low and inside as Anthony Garcia steps out of the way. 3-2 the count. A lot of full counts to hitters on both sides of the diamond tonight. Garcia shaking off a couple of signs. Now the right-hander fires the payoff pitch. It is swung on and missed, and down goes Anthony Garcia for strike three. Third time he's been set down on strikes tonight. One away here in the sixth inning. The final line this evening for Justin Meiss. Five scoreless innings, three hits allowed, walked two, struck out six. All in all, a stellar outing. Will not figure into the final decision, though. Marcos Cabrera bats next. He takes low. This game now tied 1-1 here in the top of the sixth inning. Leadoff homer here in the frame by Ben Rorfett. The 1-0 coming. Cabrera takes low and outside. Fastball sits 93-94 from Darvin Garcia. He'll touch 95. The 2-0 pitch on its way. Garcia misses outside with a slider for ball three. That ERA bloated over 8 for Darvin Garcia, 8.49 at the moment. His motion, the 3-0 offering, low and outside. He lost him on 4 pitches. That's the potential go-ahead run now waiting on first base for the Tarpons. And Anthony Siegler, and more than capable of muscling one into the gap, if not further, will step into the box. Before he does so, time called. Marauders pitching coach Yorman Bizardo out to the mound for a chat. For those who are recently joining us tonight, Marauders scored their only run to this point back in the second inning, loading the bases on a single and a pair of walks. Alexander Mojica hit a bouncing ball to the third baseman Cabrera, who started a 5-3 double play, throwing across the diamond. Jace Bowen scored from third on that play. Here in the sixth inning, Tampa has tied it on a leadoff solo blast onto the boardwalk in right field by Ben Rorfett on rehab assignment for the Yankees. And Darvin Garcia with a one-out walk here in the sixth. puts the go-ahead run aboard. And Anthony Siegler, switch hitter, bats left-handed against the righty. Garcia brings his hands together at the belt and deals. Siegler takes on the outside corner, a strike. Darvin Garcia holding opponents to a 244 average. Good base runner on first in Marcos Cabrera, 4 of 6 in his stealing attempts. Here's the pitch, way outside. Anthony Siegler tonight has bounced into a double play and has popped out to the shortstop. Speaking of shortstop, Sungche Chang playing almost directly up the middle behind the bag. 1-1, swinging a high fly ball down the left field line, slicing foul. And a boy out there in the stands who has himself a couple of foul balls already. Looks like he's unable to reach that one. Count 1-2 on Anthony Siegler. The set. Garcia deals. Siegler takes at the knees for strike three, and Siegler did not care for it. Nasty stuff from Darvin Garcia as Siegler, in frustration, slowly walks away. Another look at that last pitch, and well, definitely borderline. Can perhaps understand Siegler's gripe there. Two outs for Grant Richardson. Here's the pitch by Garcia. Richardson takes on the outside corner, a fastball strike. Grant Richardson, 6'2", 210 pounds. He'll be turning 23 next month. 2 months from now, rather. 0-1 pitch is cut on a miss for strike two. Now Darvin Garcia, one strike away from putting a zero on the board, or rather a preventing the Tarpons from taking the lead here in the sixth inning. The 0-2 coming. There's a swing and a foul back. Marauders did have a series of zeros on the board through five innings. Lead has since disappeared, though, on the Ben Rortvedt game-tying solo blast. Garcia, though, trying to strand that potential go-ahead runner on first. The 0-2 again. Richardson swings and loses his bat on the follow-through. Heads up in the Marauders' dugout. Thankfully, it looks like nobody got hurt there. That bat went spinning right toward the entrance to the dugout where hitting coach Mandy Lopez and manager Jonathan Johnston were flanking the steps there. And no harm, no foul. Grant Richardson, a little nervous chuckle. Garcia ready. He is set. And the 0-2 pitch, runner breaks. Pitch is high. Throw down to second by Hendry. Is not nearly in time. Marcos Cabrera swipes second. Cabrera got a pretty good jump. And even though that pitch may as well have been a pitch out, high and outside put Hendry in good position to throw. Play wasn't close. Here's the set. Now the 1-2 to Richardson. He takes low for ball two. Leadoff second by Cabrera. With two outs here in the sixth, he represents the go-ahead run for the Tarpons. Garcia nods to the signal from Hendry. Hands together at the belt. And now time called. And Darvin Garcia charged with an automatic ball for a pitch clock violation. Count runs full now, 3-2. He is set. 3-2 pitch to Richardson is swung on and fouled off his own leg, and he falls into a heap in front of home plate. Richardson wincing as he gets up. Very gently putting weight on that right foot, and oof. Yeah, right there around the shin or the ankle. Plate umpire Matt Watkowski helping stall, give Richardson some time to recover. Count 3-2 with two outs here in the sixth inning. Pivotal spot. Score tied at one here at Lecom Park. The set. Garcia, the 3-2 pitch. It swung on and missed for strike three on a nasty slider. Inning is over, and a man left stranded on second, but the Tarpons tie it on the Ben Rortveth solo homer. Head to the bottom of the sixth, score tied at one. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
For the Marauders here in the bottom of the sixth inning, top of the order coming up at Leacom Park. Score tied at one. Luke Brown will lead off for Bradenton. Right-hander Harold Cortillo back to work on the mound. He deals, and Brown takes way up high for ball one. Marauders got their only run of the game in the second inning on an infield grounder by Alexander Mojica. The 1-0, Brown takes a high strike. It's 1-1. Tampa, just a couple of minutes ago, tied the score at one apiece on a home run to right field by Ben Rortveth, the rehabbing Yankee. 1-1. Brown takes inside. That breaking ball almost grazed his kneecap. Brown is 0-2 tonight. Ground out to the second baseman and a fly out to center. 2-1. Fastball just low, maybe a bit off the outside corner. And Brown, he works the count 3-1. Marauders would love to have his speed aboard here in the sixth. The pitch. Brown takes strike two on the outside corner. And Brown's going to challenge it. See what we get here. And it's overturned. Ball four to Luke Brown here. So a successful challenge by Luke Brown in the batter's box earns him a leadoff walk here in the sixth. Indeed, just off of the outside corner. See if this turns into a turning point of the game now. Good speed on first, representing the go-ahead run for Bradenton. Here's Brendan Dixon. The pitch. Dixon takes a fastball strike from Cortillo. Dixon, after a slow start to the season, really picking it up lately, boosting that batting average up to .261. The 0-1. Breaking ball, swinging a ground ball. Base hit into left field. Brown stops at second base as the left fielder Richardson tosses the ball in. And the Marauders have something brewing. First and second with nobody out. Brendan Dixon has now reached base safely in 11 of his last 14 games. Here's Sung Che Chang. RBI opportunity, first and second with nobody out. Score tied at one here in the sixth inning. Cortillo deals. Chang swings and foul tips it into the mitt. The long-haired Luke Brown on second base represents the go-ahead run. Brendan Dixon on first. The 0-1. Chang swings and misses. Chase the changeup low. We've seen a bit more swing and miss lately from Cheng than we saw in the first few weeks of the season. Left-handed batter awaits the 0-2. Here it is from Cortillo. Up and away for ball one. That tendency to chase lately for Cheng. Large contributor to the recent slide he's been on. One for his last 15 at the plate. Marauders could use a base hit from him here. The 1-2. Taken way inside for ball two. Almost got away from Anthony Siegler. Made a nice backhand reach. One run, four hits for Tampa. One run, three hits for Bradenton. Here is the set and the delivery, 2-2. Cheng swings and bounces it weakly back to the mound. Cortillo picks it up, looks to third, goes to first with a throw in the nick of time to get Cheng. And Cortillo taking that extra beat to look at that lead runner, almost costing the out at first base. Now it's two men in scoring position for Jace Bowen, who has been fantastic with men in scoring position this season. Infield up for Tampa. With a score tied at one, Brown leads off third, Dixon off of second. The pitch to Bowen, breaking ball high and tight. Expect Jace Bowen here to get a steady diet of breaking balls. That has been one of his biggest struggles at the plate this season. Cortillo sets. And the 1-0, breaking ball, that's in there for a strike. Jace Bowen with men in scoring position, hitting .333 on the season. Cortillo deals the 1-1, breaking ball again, swung on, lifted to left field. Richardson moving back, just shy of the warning track, he stops and he makes the catch. Both men are tagging up, throw goes in toward third base, and Luke Brown scores, standing up and out at third base on the play is Brendan Dixon. However, the run scores in time and the Marauders retake the lead. The Tarpons can't believe it, but as the inning comes to an end, the Marauders retake the lead. It's 2-1 here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here at Lecom Park, the Marauders have just retaken the lead. We head to the top of the seventh inning and a controversial play finishing off the sixth inning. A sack fly to left field by Jace Bowen. Scored Luke Brown from third. He crossed home plate just before Brendan Dixon was thrown out at third base on the play. And as the Lecom Park grounds crew works their way off the field here after their between inning sweep, we'll get into that bang-bang play in a moment. Right-hander Darvin Garcia faces Reimfer Salinas. who swings the first pitch and whacks it deep to right center field. Going back, Randy Romero. He is at the warning track looking up. It's off the wall. Romero fields the carom. Throw goes in towards second where there's nobody waiting, and Darvin Garcia there to back it up. So there will be no additional advance on the throw into no man's land. And all of a sudden, the Tarpons have the tying run in scoring position. Well, the play I was just alluding to. Sack fly to deep left field by Jace Bowen. Scored Luke Brown for the go-ahead run. And Brennan Dixon tagging from second, trying to advance to third on the play. The Tarpons threw him out on the play. But plate umpire Matt Watkowski ruling that Luke Brown crossed home plate before Dixon was tagged out for the final out. It was very close. But the Tarpons have just had a coach ejected during the inning break for arguing that from the dugout. Roberto Chirino stands in, bounces one to third. Mojica grabs it, looks the runner back to second. Throw across to first. A seed right on target for round number one. And a throw behind the runner at second base by the first baseman Dixon, not in time. Good heads-up play by Dixon. Trying to catch Reimfer Salinas sleeping. Reimfer Salinas and Juan Jerez, Rodgers' second baseman, having a little good-natured back and forth with each other at the end of that play. Salinas on second base represents the tying run for Tampa. Here's Luis Santos at the plate. The pitch, Santos takes upstairs. Marauders 2, Tarpons 1, top of the seventh inning. Here's the 1-0 offering. Low and outside for ball two. The right-hander ready. And the 2-0 to Santos. Low and outside for ball three. Reimfer Salinas leading off the inning with his first double of the year. Tying run on second base. Go-ahead run at the dish for Tampa. 3-0 from Garcia. Santos takes low for ball four. That puts the go-ahead run aboard. Time called. Marauders have had a right-hander loosening in their bullpen. Manager Jonathan Johnston on a slow walk out to the mound. Darvin Garcia allowing a game tying at the time. Home run by Ben Rortved in the sixth. And now facing two on, one out jam here in the seventh. There's the call to the bullpen. Darvin Garcia's evening is finished. And he leaves with two aboard and one out here in the top of the seventh, a tight spot. We'll step aside for a moment, come back and tell you who the new Marauders pitcher is. Bradenton leads 2-1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for the most exciting...
The new pitcher for the Marauders is right-hander Dante Mendoza. And he inherits runners on first and second with one out here in the top of the seventh inning. The Marauders clinging to a 2-1 lead against the Tampa Tarpons. Dante Mendoza has been solid out of the Marauders' bullpen. He's allowed only two earned runs over six relief appearances this year, spanning 10 2/3 innings. He has struck out 14 batters during that span. So Mendoza, who totes in a 1.69 ERA and a 1.13 whip, is set to face Jason Dominguez, one of the tougher hitters in the order for this Tarpons club. Well, just before the inning break, this is how things unfolded. Reimfer Salinas with a leadoff double off the right field wall. He had a hold up at second base when Roberto Chirinos followed with a ground down to third base. Next batter, Luis Santos, walked, and that spelled the end for Darvin Garcia. Garcia responsible for both base runners here, as Dante Mendoza has been pretty successful with stranding inherited runners. He stranded 7 of 11 inherited base runners this year. Dominguez, the switch hitter, bats left-handed. The pitch, he takes in the dirt. Great block by Wyatt Hendry. Dante Mendoza, former Cleveland farmhand, deals the 1-0. Swing and a miss by Dominguez. Fastball up in the zone. Mendoza drafted by Cleveland in the 12th round in 2017 out of Torrance High School, greater Los Angeles area. Tall righty deals the 1-1. Dominguez takes a slow breaking ball. Too high and outside. Pirates acquired Mendoza in November of 2018. A trade that sent Jordan Luplow, and infielder Max Moroff in the deal. Here's a swing and a line drive up the middle. Shortstop Chang takes it on a bounce. Steps on second for one. Airmails the throw to first. And the lead runner Santos on the play. Thinks about coming home, but then stops at his tracks and heads back to third base. So Dominguez safe at first base. Sung Chae Chang with a nice idea there. Tried to play that ball into a double play opportunity by not catching it on the fly. Came into a little sliding stop on that one hopper. And he probably would have had Dominguez with an on-target throw. And we're going to see a pinch hitter for Ben Rortvedt, the rehabbing Yankees catcher. It'll be Madison Santos batting for Rortvedt. So Rortvedt finishes his evening 1-for-2, a strikeout, a walk, and a game-tying solo blast. Tied the game at the time. Marauders have the lead again here in the seventh. Bradenton 2, Tampa 1. Runners on the corners with two away. Santos, a left-handed batter, gets the first pitch from Mendoza. Up and away. This is off the glove of Hendry to the backstop. And scoring on a slide is Luis Santos. Right for Salinas, rather. He scores the tying run. This game is tied back up at 2-2. Well, not what the Marauders wanted there. So one of the inherited runners comes around. Count 1-0 to Santos. Mendoza looks back at second. The 1-0 pitch. And Santos steps out of the way of the pitch low and inside. Here's the set. 2-0 offering. High ball 3 from Mendoza. Wild pitch has brought home the tying run here in the seventh. Tarpons have the go-ahead run on second base. Mendoza, the 3-0 to Santos. Inside, he walked him. Walks continue to accumulate for Bradenton pitching. Marauders leading the Florida State League in that department this season. And after we saw two walks by Justin Mice, two by Darvin Garcia. Free pass issued here by Dante Mendoza. Fifth allowed tonight by Marauders pitching. And here is Anthony Garcia. Score tied at 2. Two men aboard for the Tarpons. The pitch. Garcia swings big and fouls it back. Garcia, some of the most dangerous power in all of minor league baseball, has not had much to show for it in this series yet. He's 0-for-3, three strikeouts tonight. The pitch, 0-1, swung on a bounce to first. Dixon waits back on it, has it cleanly, and runs it to the base himself, and the inning is over. But the Tarpons tie the score on a wild pitch that scores a man from third. Time to stretch here in Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long.
For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rejeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
New pitcher on the bump for the Tarpons here in the bottom of the seventh, and he misses high to Juan Jerez for ball one. It's his sidearmer Danny Watson out of the Tampa bullpen. Score tied at 2 here at Leacom Park as Watson deals. Jerez swings and pops one foul, first base side. Another white-knuckle battle here in Bradenton. These two teams trading blows regularly. Watson into his windup. And the 1-1 delivery, slider spins low for ball two. Watson comes in with a 4.20 ERA on the season. He's making his second appearance of the series. He winds up and fires, and a swing and a miss by Jerez through the fastball, strike two. We last saw Watson Wednesday night. Pitch an inning and a third scoreless in an eventual 7-5 Tarpons win that night. 2-2, Jerez swings, pops it up. Down the right field line and shallow and heading out of play. Juan Jerez has walked. He has also struck out looking tonight. Right-hander the 2-2 again. Jerez a swing and a fly ball to right center field on the run. Salinas, he makes the catch on the run toward the gap. Well done by Reinfer Salinas, getting the read off the bat quickly. Juan Jerez retired one away. Here's Wyatt Hendry, 0-for-1 with a walk. Marauders and Tarpons locked at 2 apiece here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Pitch by Watson, slider onto the inner half, a strike. Working quickly, the righty deals the 0-1. That slider misses outside. Danny Watson, 15th round pick last year by the Yankees out of Virginia Commonwealth University. The 1-1. Fastball away. Ball two. Watson born in Albany, New York. His hometown is Nassau, New York. That's just southeast of Albany. The 2-1 offering. Check swing by Hendry. Did he go? Yes, he did, says Caleb Martin on the appeal. Marauders briefly held a 2-1 lead. And I do mean briefly. Tarpons tied it right back up in the top of the seventh. 2-2 is a little high for ball three. Danny Watson, second man out of the bullpen tonight for Tampa, following Harold Cortillo. 3-2. Swinging and a chopper foul. Oh, Hendry fouled it off his own foot. Starter Chandler Champlain went 4 1/3 tonight. Gave up one run on two hits. Walked a pair, struck out six. Harold Cortillo worked right behind him. 3-2 again. Hendry swings at a slider and spoils it foul. Good at bat. Harold Cortijo finishes 1 2/3 innings of relief tonight for the Tarpons. Now side-arming Watson with another 3-2, a swing and a pop-up out of play. We'll see another pitch to Wyatt Hendry. Here comes pitch number 9. Slider misses upstairs for ball 4. Hendry earns a one-out walk. And there is the potential go-ahead run for the Marauders here in the 7th. Here comes Alexander Mojica. It's been a while since he's really gotten into one. Watson sets above the belt and delivers. Mojica swings and hits it high in the air to deep left field. Richardson moving back, stopping shy of the warning track, drifting to his left. He makes the catch, fighting a breeze. And the drive to left by Mojica, just a long flyout. Just missed it. Now Jacob Goldfarb, who has yet to put a ball in play, will step up for the third time, down on strikes each of his first two trips. Time called. And the shortstop, Roberto Chirinos, dealing with something out there, not sure what. Oh, actually, it's the left fielder Richardson. Looks like a fan maybe lost their ball or something out there on the field. Not sure where that came from. At any rate, ready to go. Goldfarb digs back into the box. Time called. And here comes the pitching coach Grayson Crawford out for a mound visit. Well, close situations abound here in this game. These two teams, for the most part, here this week, have played some close, tight baseball. First three games. Saw some pretty close and tense moments. Score remaining awfully close until the tail end of a couple of those games. Last two, not among those, as the Marauders fell 9-3 last night, 10-4 the night before. This evening, score tied at 2, bottom of the 7th. Wyatt Hendry, the runner on first, he represents the go-ahead run for the Marauders. A 4-game losing streak for Bradenton, a 4-game win streak for Tampa. Here's the first pitch to Goldfarb. He takes low, ball 1. Marauders have held two different leads in this game. Tampa, in each instance, has come back to tie it. The 1-0. Goldfarb swings and lifts it high in the air to right field. Salinas sprinting to his left, makes the catch on the run, and the inning is over. We're through 7 here at Leacom Park. Still locked at 2-2 as we head to the 8th. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Nice Saturday night crowd here at Lee Cobb Park for Margaritaville night here in Bradenton. And a good game on tap for you. Score tied 2-2 as we make our way to the eighth inning. Right-hander Dante Mendoza back to pitch for the Marauders. And Marcos Cabrera, cleanup man for the Tarpons, leads off for the visitors. Mendoza kicks and deals. Cabrera swings and misses through a Mendoza fastball. Marauders have led by one run on two separate occasions tonight, unable to maintain that lead in either instance. The 0-1 pitch from the righty, breaking ball, bounces in the dirt. Marcos Cabrera has grounded into a fielder's choice this evening. He has also walked twice. Mendoza wanting a fresh baseball from Matt Watkowski, the plate umpire. Infield swung around to the pull side on the righty hitter. Third baseman Mojica guarding the line. The 0-1, Cabrera swings and rolls it to the second baseman, Jerez. He gathers it and throws to first in plenty of time. One gone here in the eighth inning. That'll bring up Anthony Siegler. Marauders have kept his bat quiet so far tonight, 0-3. Infield swings around to the right side against the left-handed batter. The pitch, Siegler lays off low and outside. Third baseman Mojica far off the line. First baseman Dixon guarding his line over there. The 1-0. Fastball just outside. Ball two for Mendoza. Pretty close. Tall right-hander sets at the chest and his 2-0 offering. Siegler swings and lines one hard to center field. On comes Jace Bowen, and he plays, tries to play it on a hop, and it bounces by him. Right fielder Romero picks it up off the warning track. Siegler thinks about third but stops at second base. And Jace Bowen misplayed that line drive in center field. Like Bowen got alligator armed a little kind of in between and trying to decide if he should play it on a bounce or try and lay out and catch it. And that didn't do him any good on the play. And the normally sure-handed Jace Bowen out in center field as that ball get by him. And the go-ahead run in scoring position for the Tarpons. Here's Grant Richardson. The delivery. Richardson takes a curveball for strike one. They're going to give Anthony Siegler a straight double on that last play. Mendoza ready. Looks back at Siegler. The 0-1. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. He buried in the dirt. Richardson went fishing. 0-2 the count. Two runs, six hits for Tampa. Two runs, three hits for Bradenton tonight. Ryander ready. The 0-2 to Richardson. Breaking ball low and outside. Mendoza trying to finish off the tough lefty veteran, Grant Richardson. And a step off here by Mendoza. Shortstop Chang wanted a pickoff throw to second. Siegler got a big lead. Mendoza just stared him back. 6'5" righty set. The 1-2 pitch coming. Richardson takes this one low for ball two. Marauders have a right-hander loosening in the bullpen. Mendoza brings his hands together. The 2-2 offering, Richardson swings and smokes a liner foul off to the third base side. Saw Richardson put together a couple of great battles each of his previous two at-bats. 10-pitch ground out in the fourth inning and a 7-pitch strikeout in the sixth. Pitch number six coming to him next. Here it is from Mendoza, swing and a bouncing ball foul toward the Marauders' dugout. Tarpons have won four straight, trying to make it five in a row as they look to take the lead here in the eighth inning. With that potential go-ahead run on second, the Marauders, meanwhile, trying to end a four-game losing streak. looking to keep this thing tied in the eighth inning. 2-2 pitch again. Breaking ball slipped out of Mendoza's hand. It's up and away for ball three. We've seen so many times in this series the count start 0-2 on a Tarpons batter, only for the count to run full. Mendoza is ready. The 3-2 pitch. Richardson checks his swing at a pitch high, and he did not go around. It's ball four. An 8-pitch walk by the wizard Grant Richardson, who just has a way of working deep plate appearances and making opposing pitchers work. Wyatt Hendry steps in front of home plate, flashing signals to his infielders in this first and second one-out situation. Reinfers Salinas, who doubled last time, will be the hitter. Force play options on the infield here. Pitch to Salinas, a swing and a foul back. At Tarpon's third base dugout, getting loud. It's a loud bunch, actually pretty reminiscent of last year's Marauders Club. A lot of those guys now up at High A Greensboro. Mendoza comes set. And the 0-1 toss, breaking ball low, couldn't get Salinas to chase. Anthony Siegler on second, he doubled. Grant Richardson on first, he walked. Tarpons threatened to take the lead for the first time tonight. The 1-1. Fastball low and outside. This gets through Hendry, and the runners will advance. Siegler up to third, Richardson on to second base. And the Marauders find themselves in yet another pickle. Infield up for Bradenton. They're going to pounce on a ground ball if one of their infielders should get it. The set, Mendoza's 2-1 coming. Fastball swung on it, foul back. Mendoza trying to get this man here, Reinfers Salinas, who threatens to give the Tarpons their first lead of the night. An out here would allow the Marauders infield to go back to standard depth. Mendoza ready, and the 2-2 toss to Salinas, breaking ball, strike three called on the inner half. Salinas did not like it. A big second out here in the eighth inning. Well, that hammer of a breaking ball by Dante Mendoza rung up on the inside corner. Big second out. Infield back to standard depth. Here's Roberto Chirinos. Runners on second and third. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Chirinos went after the high fastball. Siegler on third. Richardson on second for the Tarpons. Score tied at two with two outs here in the visitors' half of the eighth inning. Mendoza, the 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, buried in the dirt. Good block by Hendry. That keeps the runners in place. Long look in by Dante Mendoza. He has the sign. Now his 1-1 offering. A fastball swung on and missed for strike two. Hendry pointing enthusiastically to his battery mate with his mitt, liking the result of that pitch. One more strike gets the Marauders out of this jam with the score still tied. Mendoza ready. His 1-2 pitch to Chirinos is swung on and bounced up middle. Shortstop Chang in. He throws to first in time. Inning over. Tarpons leave two stranded in scoring position. Move to the bottom of the eighth. Marauders look to break the tie. It's 2-2 here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun,
grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Welcome you back to Lee Comm Park in Bradenton. Spencer Smith back with you this evening. A tie ball game, score tied at 2-2 between the Marauders and the Tarpons. And a reminder that those Margaritaville jerseys, special jerseys being worn by the Marauders tonight, are being auctioned off tonight with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. Information downstairs for those folks interested if you're listening from the Seating Bowl here this evening. Marauders trying to make Margaritaville night a bang. Here's Randy Romero to lead off the bottom of the eighth. First pitch is a slider strike from the side-winding right-hander, Danny Watson. Watson, the tall righty, deals the 0-1 to Romero. Slider again, a little too far outside. Two runs, six hits for Tampa. Two runs, three hits for the Marauders. Watson with a 1-1 offering. Romero drops a bunt down, and it goes foul, just 5 feet from home plate. Tried to bunt his way aboard and use that speed. Got him an infield single in his first at-bat. Unsuccessful in this attempt, though. Here comes the windup. And the next pitch to Romero, swinging a bouncing ball to short. Chirinos gloves it, throws on the run to first, in time to get Romero by a long step. One away. Marauders trying to retake the lead here in the eighth inning. Score tied at 2-2. That'll bring up Luke Brown, the leadoff man in the order. Well, a heads up from elsewhere in the Florida State League tonight. Another no-hit bid by our old friends, the Daytona Tortugas. They had a no-hit bid last month against the Palm Beach Cardinals, only to see it disappear in the ninth inning. Here's Luke Brown taking the first pitch, a high strike on a fastball. Right-handers Sam Benscooter and Jose Franco combining on the no-hit bid. They're two outs into the seventh inning in Daytona Beach. The 0-1, breaking ball in there for strike two. Well, if I'm not mistaken, those two men were responsible for the first several innings of the previous no-hit bid. For the Tortugas. We'll keep an eye on that one. The 0-2 to Brown, up and away for ball one. Luke Brown in the box, sporting that elegant Marauders Margaritaville themed jersey. 1-2 pitch is way outside from Watson. Marauders led 1-0 coming out of the second. Tarpons tied it up. Marauders retook the lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. Tarpons tied it up instantly in the top of the seventh. 2-2 to Brown, swinging a ground ball up the middle. Shortstop Chirinos charges, throws to first, and the throw gets by the first baseman, Garcia. Brown is safe at first base. Well, even if that throw would have been on target, that ball was a slow trickler up the middle and would have been a tough play for Chirinos to make anyway. Yeah, that ball would have arrived in the mid of the first baseman, Garcia. Luke Brown may still have beaten it out. Even so, that's an error charge to Chirinos, the shortstop, on the bad throw. His first of the year. Here's Brendan Dixon. First pitch. Dixon looks at a slider for strike one. Marauders and Tarpons tied at two here in the eighth inning. Here's the 0-1 to Dixon. A swing and a ground ball. Base hit down the left field line. Around second, heading for third is Luke Brown. Gustavo Omaña waving him home. Ball up in from the left field corner, and there will be no relay throw home. It's a go-ahead RBI double by Brendan Dixon. Brendan Dixon comes through in the clutch again here in Bradenton. Left fielder Richardson struggled digging that ball out from the left field corner. And that allowed Luke Brown some extra time there to score. For the third time tonight, the Marauders have the lead. And that brings up Sung Jae Chang. Bradenton trying to add on insurance runs here in the eighth now. The pitch. Chang swings and misses. Brennan Dixon takes that lead off second base. Watson, the 0-1 to Chang, taken high. Brennan Dixon, Mr. Clutch lately at the top of the Marauders' order. Takes his steps off second base. 1-1 pitch to Sung Jae Chang. Misses low for ball two. Chang at the dish. Jace Bowen waiting on deck. Still only one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Marauders now lead 3-2. The pitch by Watson. Chang lays off high and outside, ball three. Outfield playing relatively shallow here, especially the left fielder Richardson. Center fielder Dominguez, couple of steps toward the left center gap. Pitch, Chang takes high for ball four. Marauders now have two aboard. I'll give Jace Bowen an RBI opportunity here in the eighth inning. He delivered last time up. Sack fly to deep left field in the sixth inning. Brought home Luke Brown from third as he tagged up on the sack fly. Brendan Dixon on that spot. Tagged at second and tried to take third, but he was thrown out to end the inning. Umpires, though, ruling that Luke Brown crossed home plate before Dixon was tagged out to end the inning. That Marauders lead wouldn't last, though. They're back in front 3-2 here. Jace Bowen takes the first slider outside from Watson. Exciting back-and-forth baseball tonight here at Lecom Park. Here's the 1-0 offering. Bowen takes strike one on the inner half. Here in the eighth inning, it's Brendan Dixon on second. He delivered a go-ahead RBI double into the left field corner. Marauders challenged that last call. Not successful. Count remains 1-1 on Jace Bowen. The pitch. Bowen swings and grounds one right to the shortstop. Chirinos flips to Santos for one. Santos on to first. A 6-4-3 double play, but the Brendan Dixon RBI double gives Bradenton a 3-2 lead as we go to the ninth here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Thank you.
Marauders trying to finish this one off here at Lee Cobb Park as Carlos Lomeli is on to pitch the ninth. He delivers a breaking ball for strike one on Luis Santos to begin his latest outing. Marauders 3, Tarpons 2, as Bradenton is 3 outs away from snapping a 4-game losing streak. The 0-1 to Santos skips in the dirt on the Lomeli fastball for ball one. Right-hander from California, 2.77 ERA in 8 relief appearances, looking for his third career save tonight. The 1-1, Santos swings and chops it foul. And Lomeli ahead, 1-2. A go-ahead RBI double in the bottom of the eighth by Brendan Dixon, giving the Marauders their latest lead of the evening. Lomeli has the sign from Hendry. He's set at the belt. The 1-2 to Santos, outside with a slider for ball two. Opponents hitting just 231 off of Carlos Lomeli here in his first season as a professional. 17 strikeouts over 13 innings. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing, and a foul back. He just got a piece. 9-1-2 in the order for the Tarpons here in the ninth inning. Luis Santos, Jason Dominguez, and Madison Santos. Lomeli rests the glove against his hip. Out comes set. 2-2 again. Santos swings at a breaking ball and lifts it to right center. Shallow. Bowen charging in. Who's got it? Right fielder Romero makes the call and the catch. One away here in the ninth inning. Could see a Bermuda Triangle starting to form between center fielder, right fielder, and second baseman, but Randy Romero takes charge to put it away. Tough customer here. Jason Dominguez steps into the box. Switch hitter batting left-handed against the righty Lomeli. Who delivers? Dominguez takes a fastball just a hair outside. Dominguez 1-for-4 with a single tonight. Outfield playing him deep. The 1-0. Low and inside. A backhand stab there by Hendry. And Lomeli falls behind Dominguez 2-0. Infield playing Dominguez to pull. 2-0 pitch. He takes strike one on the outside corner. Right where Hendry called for it. Jason Dominguez with that big power that we saw last night. Now the 2-1 from Lomeli. That's taken just high for ball three. The Marauders challenge it. And that stands as ball three. Close pitch, and the Marauders taking a solid gamble. That pitch high, the count 3-1 on Dominguez. Lomeli, the 3-1 pitch, swing and a dribbler foul, the count now full. Marauders 2 outs away from ending a 4-game losing streak, their longest of the season. Lomeli brings his hands together. 3-2 pitch to Dominguez is swung on and bounced to the right side. First baseman Dixon grabs on the high bounce, flips to Lomeli covering in time, 2 away. Madison Santos, who came on as a pitch hitter in the 7th inning, will get just his second plate appearance of the night. Marauders 3, Tarpons 2, 2 away in the top of the ninth inning. Left-handed batter Santos gets settled, and Lomeli delivers. Fastball swung on, lifted down the left field line fairly deep. Brown over toward the line. He makes the catch! The ball game is over! And the Marauders' losing streak has come to a close. The Marauders win it 3-2 here at Lee Cobb Park on Margaritaville night. Well, that's a weight off the Marauders' shoulders here on this Saturday evening. Carlos Lomeli with his third career save. Marauders snap the 4-game skid. And we'll look to come back strong again tomorrow afternoon in the series finale. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders' postgame show comes your way. Don't miss it. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome back to Leacom Park for the Marauders postgame show. Spencer Smith back with you as the Marauders have just wrapped up a 3-2 win over the Tampa Tarpons. The Marauders snap a 4-game losing streak. They give themselves a chance to salvage one tomorrow afternoon in the series finale. But first, let's take a deeper look at what went on tonight. Bottom of the second inning, the Marauders opened the scoring. They got a leadoff single from Jace Bowen. He would later come around to score when Alexander Mojica bounced a double play ground ball to the third baseman. He would not get credited with an RBI, but Bowen scoring nonetheless, giving the Marauders a 1-0 lead. That lead stretched all the way into the top of the sixth inning when the Tarpons tied it. A Ben Rortvedt solo homer onto the boardwalk in right field. Catcher on rehab assignment from the Yankees, a no-doubt-about-it blast onto that right field boardwalk, tied the score at 1-1. The Marauders got back to work in the bottom of the sixth, retaking the lead. Luke Brown drew a walk, took second base on a Brendan Dixon single, and then later scored on a Jace Bowen sack fly to deep left. And on that play, Luke Brown barely scoring from third base before Brendan Dixon was tagged out at third base on an outfield assist. Marauders led it 2-1. That didn't last long, though, as the Tarpons tied it up again in the top of the seventh inning. Leadoff double by Reimfer Salinas. He later scored from third on a wild pitch by Dante Mendoza. Score stood at 2-2 after seven innings. Marauders retook the lead in the bottom of the eighth on a Brendan Dixon RBI double into the left field corner. And the right-hander Carlos Lomeli finishes off with the save, a clean ninth inning. Here are the happy totals in this game for the Tarpons. 2 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. They left 9 men on base. And for the Marauders, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors, and they left 4 men on base. The winning pitcher in relief is Dante Mendoza. He improves to 4-1 on the season. And the loss in relief goes to Danny Watson for the Tarpons. He drops to 1-2. Carlos Lomeli, with his clean ninth inning, racks up his third career save. And tonight's game played in 2 hours and 28 minutes in front of a Leacom Park crowd of 1,305. It was 83 degrees and partly cloudy at the time of first pitch. With their loss, the Tarpons see a 4-game winning streak come to an end. The Marauders, with their win, end a 4-game losing streak. They're back to 14-12 on the season, 2 games over 500, and they keep pace with the rest of the top of the West Division here in the Florida State League. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, we'll give you the Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders postgame show continues tonight at Lecom Park. It's time to meet our Marauders player of the game, and tonight those honors go to Brendan Dixon, the man who drove home the go-ahead run in the bottom of the eighth inning with his go-ahead RBI double to left field, giving the Marauders the 3-2 win. It's Brendan Dixon as tonight's Marauders player of the game. Well, after this tight 3-2 win for the Marauders, they'll be right back at it at noon tomorrow for the series finale here at Lecom Park. Bradenton will send right-hander Yoel V. Del Rosario to the mound, while the Tarpons have yet to announce their starting pitcher. First pitch is on tap for you at noon sharp. We'll be opening the gates at 11 a.m. here at Lecom Park, so if you haven't already, get your tickets online now at BradentonMarauders.com, and we can't wait to see you for the very final game of this 12-game homestand as we finish up this first homestand of the month of May. Once again, the final score tonight, the Marauders 3 and the Tampa Tarpons 2. The Marauders end a four-game losing streak. For everyone here at the Bradenton Marauders, I'm Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Lecom Park.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball. Thank you for listening.